This is Secondhand Wisdom with your host, Khadijah. If you guys are new here, my name is Khadijah, and every week I bring to you a little reminder of what the Bible says. And just kind of discuss it in deep about what I've learned and share it with you. And just to reminding you of what you probably already know, or if you don't know, for your first time in faith, just a little bit of a wisdom that was passed down. Why, hence, the show is called Secondhand Wisdom. On this, I want to talk about the fruit of the Spirit in this episode. Some of you guys may know, some of you guys may not know, but the fruit of the Spirit is but it is seen in Galatians, where it is discussed, where all of the fruit of the Spirit is discussed. And it is found in Galatians, one second. Galatians 5:22-23, which is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and forbearance can also mean patience. That's in the King James Version as well. So before I jump into the whole conversation about the fruit of the Spirit, like reminder that I'm going to try to like bring to you guys. There's this app called Haven. If you want to grow your relationship a little bit more and get more deeper understanding of the Bible, Haven's a great app. I do want to let you know, I saw this app through social media and I did not know to sign up. There's like a $6 per week charge, but they have you sign up for like a free trial, like a 1 week free trial. So you can just use it for a week if you like. And if you don't want to pay the $6.99, you can just cancel the subscription. But Haven has been great when it comes to like asking. It's like I believe it's AI generated like app that you can ask questions about the Bible and it'll give you responses. Specifically, I asked the Haven app, what does a person who is filled with the fruit of the Spirit look like? Completely filled with it. And she writes here, when someone is filled with the fruit of the Spirit, they radiate the character of God in their daily lives. And hear what it might look like. They love unconditionally. They're filled with joy, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. They exude peace, even when everything around them is chaotic. They're patient, kind, even with dealing with difficult people or situations. They're good, morally excellent, virtuous. They're faithful and loyal, committed to God and others. They're gentle and humble, willing to listen and learn from others. They're self-control with mastery of their own desires, emotions, and actions. They're disciplined and intentional. And so it's really interesting because it also goes on to say, when someone is filled with the Spirit, they're a blessing to those around them. They're a light in the darkness, a beacon of hope in the world that seems lost and confused. And I think that was so sweet because it's like, there's so many things in the world to like distract us from living in the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, peace, forbearing, things like that. And just to know that like, you can be a beacon, you can be a blessing to someone, those around you. Like when people around you, they feel good and they feel like they can come to you with things and they know that like you are not like a judgmental person, you're humble, you're kind, and like they feel comfortable around you. I don't want to say comfortable, but they feel, I don't know what exactly the word I'm looking for. But for those who don't know, I also asked Haven to describe each fruit of the Spirit, like a description of it. And this is what she gave me. So she wrote, love, this is the foundation of the fruit of the Spirit. It's an unconditional love, selfless love that seeks the best for others just like God loves us. Joy is this deep-seated happiness that comes from knowing God and being in a right relationship with Him. It's not dependent on our circumstances, but on our connection with God. Peace. This is a sense of calm and tranquility that comes from trusting in God's sovereignty and goodness. It's not the absence of problems, but the presence of God in the midst of them. Forbearance or peace is this is the ability to endure difficult circumstances and people with grace and kindness. It's about slow to anger and quick to forgive. Kindness. As we discussed earlier, kindness is about treating others with gentleness, considerations, and respect. Goodness. This is about being morally excellent, virtuous. It's about living a life with pleasing to God and reflects his character. Faithfulness. This is about being loyal and committed to God and others. It's about being reliable and trustworthy. Gentleness. This is about being humble and meek rather than proud and arrogant. Self-control. This is about having mastery over our own desires, emotions, and actions. So, and every one of these is, they can all tie into each other. A lot of times when you, again, when you have the foundation of love, it can come easily. It could be easier for you to be patient and kind. And sometimes even when you're gentle, it's more likely for you to be faithful and self-control. So they all kind of intertwine with each other. And sometimes one of the biggest things that really helps me to like have some of these things is loving Jesus and also loving his people. And once you do those things, I feel like it's much easier for you to be obviously the first one, which is love, joy, peace. Each one of them can come with a little bit of difficulty, a little bit of challenge for everyone. You can't always be like this all the time, but it is something to keep in mind. I think one of the ones that I have that I'm really struggling with is actually joy. And I know joy shouldn't be like something that should be hard, but I feel like in my own life, I feel like finding joy in things have been kind of difficult. Not because I think it's just more of the fact that maybe I'm unaware of ways that I'm just can be joyful for things. But that's something I'm working on in my life, is having more joy in my life. More like, you know, people around me, they enjoy being around me. Not to say that people don't enjoy being around me, but I like the idea of being happier and feeling that within myself. So that's something I'm struggling with. And again, a lot of these tie into each other. And, you know, in the Bible also says that love, the one of two top commandments that Jesus gave, there's like, obviously there's a lot of commandments and they're all important, but the two commandments that Jesus said was, one, love him, and number two, love your neighbors like you love yourself. And that is something that I think a lot of us struggle with, is loving others. And I understand why. I used to struggle with this, and I'm now like kind of, you know, I really have a huge empathy for a lot of people and understanding their struggles and what they're going through. And I personally want the best for others. Like, I think about it, I would want like success for others, and I want them to be, and what I consider one of the successes is happiness. Like, how happy are the people around me? Like, and I always think about, like, you know, the happier the people are, the more they are likely to do things for other people. Because happy people go around doing happy things for other people. For example, I decided just for my own self, because I love homeless people. They're like my favorite, like not my favorite, but they're like people that I enjoy like helping out and doing things for, because I think about how like a lot of people just ignore them. And if I was in their position, it would be such a saddening thought to know that people really just would go past you, wouldn't say anything to you, wouldn't even offer anything at all, just to know, like, you know, let them know that they're loved and that they're not just scum. You know what I mean? So I packed a lunch, like a little blessing bag is what they call it, where you put like a couple things in there, you you know, pass it out. I also put a Bible in there as well, because I also want them to know that Jesus loves them. Not only I love them, but Jesus also loves them as well. And if they were ever praying for like something, like let's say they're praying for food or praying for someone to just come by and deliver something to them, I would love the idea of being their answered prayer. I would love the idea that God used me to answer their prayers, that they've been waiting for someone to do something and I happen to be that person that come by and do this thing for them. So I did a little blessing bag, which consists of the Bible, consists of crackers, it consists of socks, and it consists of there's one other thing that I put in there, and I don't quite wipes to wipe your hands, just to keep yourself clean. I've seen lots of people do this as well. This is not the first time. And so I gave it out a couple days ago, this little blessing bag. I made like maybe 14. So I went to two different parks and I gave it out. And I came across this one park, and it was so funny because I had gotten out of my car and I was ready to go ahead. I saw a bunch of people that I was ready to go and, like, you know, give a little blessings to. And I give her the blessing bag, and she tells me, asks me, oh, so no water? And like, it was not like a question of trying to be rude or mean. It was just, she just was generally curious, like, oh, I didn't put any water in there. And I never thought about it because I was thinking to myself, like, oh, you know, maybe she's probably hungry. But then I said, no, I didn't have any water. I'm so sorry. I didn't even think about that. And she's like, oh, no, it's okay. But then, you know, you laugh about that. You think, like, that's so funny. Like, someone's giving you a blessing and you're complaining about something else. But in reality, I think that's great for me because now I get to take it back. And when I do it again, I will also include water and understand the importance of it. I also came across someone else. I had a little conversation with him. And he was just asking me, why do I do it? And I told him that I do it because I like helping people. And he goes, you like helping people? And I was like, yeah. And I said, also, you know, Jesus loves me. And because he loves me, I want to make sure everyone else know that, you know, like, know that they're loved as well. And I always tell them, like, you know, I told one other person that I love them. And just so they know that, like, people may seem like they don't love them, but at least they know, at least I, like, someone loves you. You're not just a scum or whatever on the street. You matter to me. And I know you matter to Jesus as well. Like, you're just as important as anyone else. And I'm happy to be a blessing in your life and make your life a little better for you. So we had a conversation. He was saying he, you know, he talks to God all the time. And he was talking to God this morning as he was walking. He lost his train of thought, by the way, in the process of it. And I was like, okay, maybe it's time for me to leave because I don't know what you're saying. And I don't want to be rude. But he was such a great, it was great to just have a conversation with him. And I enjoy those things because I feel like hopefully I can have more conversations with people like that and help them and be a blessing in their life more and more. And so if you're struggling to love others, I think one of the biggest thing is to really just put yourself in someone else's shoe. And how would you want someone else to treat you? Or just the idea of, like, you want other people to be happy as well, don't you? Like, or if you don't, then that's something you just need to work on within yourself to decide if that's what you want to continue to think about or not. But if you guys enjoyed this episode of Secondhand Wisdom, please let me know. Go ahead to my Spotify and social medias at Secondhand Wisdom. And then I'll see you guys next time. Bye.